From God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 15th chapter of St. Luke, the first and second verses. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Although there are countless religions in the world, there are, in the deepest and truest sense, only two. One is a religion of works, and the other is the religion of the freely given mercy of God in his Son, our crucified and risen Lord. In the Gospel read on this day in our churches, we see these two religions, represented on the one hand by the scribes and the Pharisees, and on the other hand by Jesus, who tells those wonderful parables of the lost sheep found by the shepherd who has gone seeking it, and of the lost coin found by the woman who turns her house upside down to find it. In both cases, the finding of what was lost is cause for joy. But there is no joy on the part of the scribes and the Pharisees who've been watching Jesus, watching his behavior. No joy among them, but only grumbling and resentment as they say of Jesus, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The religion of the scribes and Pharisees is the religion of works, and that happens to be the religion which comes naturally to us fallen sinners, the notion that our salvation, our standing with God, somehow depends on something in us. So the scribes and the Pharisees believed and trusted that they were acceptable to God because of their attempt at the scrupulous observance not only of God's commandments, but also of all the traditions they themselves had invented besides. Their grumbling and resentment against Jesus was rooted in the fact that Jesus was friend to those who were notoriously lacking in obedience to the commandments. The tax collectors, collaborators with the hated Roman government, who demanded from the people more money than was their due, and then also the so-called sinners, the public sinners, prostitutes, people like that. Jesus even eats with them. And in ancient Palestine, sharing a meal was even more intimate than it is in our day. So to respond to their grumbling and resentment, Jesus tells first the parable of the lost sheep found by the shepherd who comes seeking it, and then the parable of the lost coin found by the woman. The most important thing to notice is this, that neither the sheep nor the coin had any ability to find themselves. And so it is with you and with me and with all the sons and daughters of Adam's lost and fallen race. We have all, without exception, erred and strayed like lost sheep, and would indeed remain lost forever were it not for that good shepherd who has come seeking us. This is so clear in the parables Jesus tells in the presence of his critics. If they ask, what have the tax collectors and sinners done that they should be acceptable to Jesus? The answer is quite simply that they had done nothing. They had simply allowed themselves to be found by the Good Shepherd who had come seeking him. And so it is with you and with me. We have done and never will do anything that could possibly guarantee our standing with God, our salvation. But we have been found by the Good Shepherd, who in holy baptism made each one of us a sheep of his own fold, a lamb of his own flock, a sinner of his own redeeming. And that good shepherd continues to seek us wayward sheep as we read Holy Scripture, as we listen to God's word taught and proclaimed, as we are absolved of our sins, and as we are fed with the life-giving food and drink of Christ's body and blood in the Holy Sacrament. Here in the sacrament, Jesus receives sinners and eats with them. And this holy meal is meant only for those who know that they have strayed like lost sheep, that they are, in a word, sinners, utterly dependent on the mercy of Jesus. Jesus tells us that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. You and I can then bring joy to heaven. Jesus speaks of the joy of the shepherd and his friends when the lost sheep is found and brought home. He speaks of how the woman, upon finding the lost coin, calls on her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. And isn't that, in fact, what happens when we come together at the Lord's table in the Lord's house on the Lord's day? We rejoice, not as isolated individuals, but as that flock of sheep found by our good shepherd, known and loved by him. So although there are countless religions in the world, there are, in the deepest and truest sense, only two. One is a religion of works, and the other the true religion of the freely given mercy of God in his crucified and risen Son. The sheep in Jesus' parable did nothing to be found, and the coin could do nothing to be found. Yet both are wonderfully found, and so there is joy. You have been found. You are eternally loved. So rejoice. and the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.